This meeting is of the January 10th has been a 2024 Planning Commission meeting is in order. The first thing to do is to ask for a roll call. We'll start on the left with
Brian Lundgren here.
Cora Warfield here.
Ann Ellis here.
Ricky Dyson here.
Ruth Ann Morris here.
And Dennis Subland.
Okay. We note the absence of Jonathan, and we'll find out if he checks in. And we would like some introductions on the right-hand side.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dennis Subland, born and raised here in Toledo. Well, just right on the outskirts. My family's been here by my sixth generation. So we've been everything from logging and fishing and mill working and
the whole
just
camp.
About everything you could possibly do here in Lincoln County. So, and I've been on the fire board. I'm currently on the Lincoln County Road Advisory Committee. I'm the chairman of the board. There has been, been a lot of things I'd like to be involved with the city, but being out of the city limits kind of puts a kibosh to things.
Well, I think I think being on planning commission is an excellent place for you, especially with the road connection. That will be real beneficial.
Yeah.
And the history. Yeah, that'll be great.
I own a lot of property here in city limits. And,
oh, okay.
And my family's ours. And so hopefully I can fit in and help out.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that? And so we're going to go on to the November 8th, 23 minutes. Assuming that everyone's had a chance to go over those, and has anyone noted any outstanding corrections? I didn't
see. I didn't see any.
Okay, then we will go ahead and take a motion to approve.
I make a motion that we approve.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been Ruth Ann and Ricky have move that we go ahead and approve the minutes. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, they stand approved, noting, well, Dennis didn't because he can't, and Jonathan isn't here. So
I think that's the
head count, I think. And so we're going to go on to visitors. We have a visitor. I'm so used to there not being a visitor. Hello, Stu.
I made him sign in.
Oh, yeah. She was a very
so you're long here, so you're not a visitor.
No,
I a visitor gallery.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm just happy to be on Stu Strom, Toledo, and kind of semi-new on the city council again. But I'm just tickled to see that we're getting positions filled in the city and on the other boards and such on there. So I hope. I just here tonight to touch bases and see how you guys are doing and then go back to my regular stuff. So carry on.
So now we are going to go on to a decision item, and Justin will give us a little info on that.
Yeah, so this roughly a little over a year ago, the Planning Commission approved a partition up there on Sunset, 1950 Sunset. So it was a partition to split the property from one parcel into two parcels. And kind of a part of that, we have conditions where it's 12 months to get that final approval. So that involves taking your partition plat to the county and getting that final approval. Sometimes that does take longer than a year because of surveyors being backed up or kind of getting in line. There's a letter in the packet as well, kind of the request for an additional year. It probably won't be more than a month before it actually gets recorded, because we actually have another draft that was submitted by the applicant. So it's kind of the 13 months mark, but they did, since we didn't have the December meeting, they did submit the request prior to their deadline, so that's why we're kind of approving it here at the January meeting, since we didn't have a December meeting. So all of the applicant met their deadlines for the submittal, and we expect, as long as the county looks at it and it looks good, that will get recorded pretty soon after this approval happens. I think in the past we've done a few extensions, and a lot of the time it's just the timing of being able to have a surveyor on board to get it all wrapped up. And oftentimes it's because the county comes back and there's a minor change, some easement language, or one of the call outs is slightly off or something. So it has to get.
I think up there in that area, I think they were having a hard time finding the quarter section marker or something or other. It's real dense. So,
yeah.
So this wasn't due to him not able to find a surveyor, but the surveyor just took a little longer.
I think it takes, it's a lot. I've heard surveyors are backed up. 6+ months sometimes. So it's sometimes it takes a little bit to find the surveyor and then get in line, kind of get everything wrapped up and complete. So that's kind of the year deadline is, I mean, it's, you have a full year, but it's with that 6 months to get a surveyor. We don't have a lot necessarily in the county that works specifically in Lincoln County. So that's kind of why. So it's not uncommon to see an extension request.
Is there do they have the public meetings? Do they, I'm kind of not understand all that, but do they have like public meetings and stuff before they, like with adjoining neighbors and stuff before like planning commission or the planner approves that? Do they?
Yeah,
that stuff.
So with,
they can be approved, and they go through steps.
Yeah, that's a great question. With the original approval, we have to send out. We don't have a specific neighborhood meeting, but we do send out notice to neighbors within, I believe it's the 100. Is it 150 or is it 250?
For where partitions are 300.
300. Sorry. So 300 feet. So it'll often capture quite a few neighbors. It depends on the neighboring lot sizes, but they're all invited to the meeting if there are comments, or they could also submit written comments and not come to the meeting. So we did do that in the original approval. But for the extension, we're not, the code doesn't require that since the public meeting.
Sorry, the old and stuff.
Yeah, and this with the extension, we don't have to go through that same process. But if it did, we're only allowed to extend another 12 months. So if there was a case where someone couldn't get it done in 2 years, then we'd have to go back through the full process.
Oh, wow.
Again.
Is there an overlay of where that sits? Do we have a screen of an overlay of where?
If you look here, the second, this is the original hearing.
Yeah.
That has a lot of the information, and there might have been maps that with the
original. Yeah, I
read. I'm sure there were maps.
There were maps.
I noticed we didn't have any maps.
Yeah, I didn't see.
If you're interested, I probably have this. If you're interested,
I've seen them before where there's an overlay and it goes like
there's a map.
Right.
Yes. But I hadn't.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
And normally on this, we would have that.
I can.
If this was the first time they were asking for it, then we'd have.
But
usually
there's
two or three different maps.
Yeah, they're giving you.
That you can pass.
And sometimes, there's a variety of ways they present.
He'll give it to you.
This is the original lot and line.
That's over by the power line, right?
I think we should protest.
We should be nice.
Does it seem like at least not to us? So Justin showed us
something. But they've been doing all the maps. So maybe. It's obsolete. We have
approximately was trying to build on this.
He's trying.
But I really like the other one. It's clear.
Oh, so is he on the west side of Sleepset or the
east side of?
Well, it's seen him near Nye Street. We're talking about the other side.
Yeah, and so it's pretty north.
It's hilly, really hilly.
Yeah,
really hilly.
But I mean, hopefully that helps. Sorry, we should have included the map in the packet again.
Yeah, because I didn't see that, and I was just wondering.
It's kind of just this one here.
What this one?
And this is the old Arcadia.
Yeah. This is the one here.
Yeah, that's the one.
And he would be on that side.
Yeah, so they split here, and then the access is shared. The building is access. And so it's, I guess it doesn't.
Nye Street here. There.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Marty, so it doesn't even come in close to Nye Street than these other lots. You love these lots here then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Did anyone else want to see the map again?
No, we were, but what we were talking about was the map that we used to have here, the city map that had orange, the color coded one. Did that disappear? It's gone.
If we
know where it is, we'll
like,
find it.
We like reference that map.
There you go. Yeah.
And I want the good map.
You
can look at that.
Chase down there. There you go.
No.
And so it was the
okay.
This it's our single family residential is the all the yellow. That lot there's not really I would say a lot more developable area besides kind of the two lots that they're kind of split, maybe another one, but it gets pretty steep.
Yeah, it's, that's why
the
reader
was
having
on this
side
here.
Really steeper there because it's so damp.
Got slight potential in this area.
Yeah, everything is up and down.
So, at this point, it's not proposing.
A lot of those early surveys,
there's another kind of where they're
a lot of those early surveys are on.
I think they were at some site.
Tectonic plates.
They bought out. It took them ages to figure out where they're going in development.
Yeah.
Yeah. My knowledge of this area, I know it's a lot of slide potential in there.
Yeah, and
the whole canyon is a big slide.
So. And we do have a catch in our code for any development that's on slopes greater than 25%. We have to require a geotechnical report. So we try to capture that as we do partitions where we kind of give a condition that's if you develop on the slopes greater than 25%, then you have to submit the geotech report or even existing lots where someone comes in and it's a steep lot. We would require a geotech before it's...
Were they planning on digging any soil out of there into the...
No, I don't think, I think where they're putting it is pretty flat already up there.
There's existing buildings on that.
Yeah, there's...
Yeah.
There's one existing house on that lot, and then the second parcel.
The one they're going to build.
They're planning on building another single family home there.
But with the new places are they don't have to dig very much.
I don't think so. No, and it won't be on the steep part at all.
No.
Yeah. So they.
I know that whole inside of that whole canyon there is just powder. It's anytime you any equipment in there, it's just powder. Because I know one of the residents here, I used to own 90% of that in there, and it's just powder.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
If I got rid of it.
The truth comes out.
So yeah, you'd have to put pilings in there to staple anything. So, yeah.
I believe there, we don't have a exact site plan, but they did put approximate home site, and it was on the flattest part of that new parcel, essentially, where they're trying to put it.
Or
you'll have to put pilings in, probably.
Yeah, I was just wondering how, if they're going to, you know, if you're not going to dig much, it might be okay, I think. But I don't know if you're going to be rooting around in there, it's probably not going to be very, I don't know who's going to carry the homeowner's insurance. If I know anybody else down on that other side.
Yeah.
Because I know FEMA, there was some FEMA work in there before.
Okay. So I think we still need to make a decision, don't we?
Yeah, basic motion that just says that Planning Commission wants to extend the MP-3-22 until the December 15th, 2024.
Okay.
We don't need any findings.
I was going to say, we don't have any, thing in our plan or report here that gives us that motion.
No, we didn't have any specific time.
No.
They were
trying to get their permit too, aren't they?
Yeah. And at the bottom, you could, it says staff recommends granting the extension, and you could take that and just say something along the lines of Planning Commission recommends or approves the extension of partition MP-3-22 until December 15th, 2024.
I can do that.
Yeah, well, maybe just like the owner did make the request per time, you know, in a timely manner.
Yeah.
In the motion? Is that what you want me?
You could add that in the motion.
Is that, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So since I don't have anything written down here, you might have to guide me.
Okay.
Okay. I make a motion that the Planning Commission recommends granting an extension for partition number MP-3-22 with a deadline date updated to December 15th of 2024. And what was the thing that you said we needed to add?
Noting that the request was made prior to the deadline.
Okay, and noting that there was a request made by the owner and applicant prior to the deadline.
Perfect.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll just do it.
I'll second it. Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, so it is passed, noting that Jonathan isn't here. So now we go into what we've all been looking forward to.
Yeah. And so the subdivision project kickoff, it's not meant to be long. Today we'll come back and we'll have strike through and underlined versions where we can kind of talk through sections in detail. But the overall hope with the update is to kind of, we've had a couple partitions where a variance is maybe needed or a property it's difficult to partition, moving kind of based on our current standards. Our current standards haven't been updated comprehensively since 2004, so they're dated. We've had more partitions, not really a lot of subdivision applications. Most recently, we had a planned unit development in 2006, which was kind of that threshold is partition is splitting into two or three lots, where the subdivision or planned unit development is the four or more lots. We haven't. For whatever reason, there just hasn't been as much demand for the subdivisions. There's been potential a couple times, but we haven't had an application. But the goal of this is to kind of make the standards up to date. If there are any law changes, or if we know an area that's caused problems in the past, One kind of example for our partition standards where we've had issues is access. We require the 20 or 25 feet of frontage on a street. And oftentimes it's easier if there's an easement access that's a shared easement access based on the lot. And that if that code section was updated, there would still be requirements around making sure there's a fire turnaround, that there's a shared access agreement that's recorded, and maintenance agreement typically are kind of things that come with that. And that might open up some properties where it's difficult, where you're instead of creating a weird flag lot, that you have more of a shared access. So flag lots are kind of where you have a skinny pole and then a flag that's the actual lot that gets developed on. So the what we would be doing is kind of looking at the code, our dimensional standards, and seeing where we can make those updates. In the past, through some of our other housing work, we've had some suggestions on code sections to update, but now we haven't comprehensively gone through it like we did our housing chapter in Title 17 in the RS and RG standards. So the hope is to still have orderly development that can be evaluated, but also looking at it to see kind of how lots that historically haven't been able to be developed but could be, how we can make those standards work. But it's not removing the process, but kind of updating the standards for development. And typically with those shared access agreements, I do want to mention it's often only up to three lots, because you want to make sure you're going beyond three lots at that point. It's more where you would need a road extension is a more appropriate approach than the shared access agreement. Some other cities have done some similar work where you allow those shared access agreements. Another thing to that we want to discuss is, so partitions right now and subdivisions are a Type 3 decision. So that means it comes to the Planning Commission for approval. Many cities have partitions as Type 2 decisions, and those still require the notice to neighbors for comment, but they are staff level approval. So it turns it around, the approval, a little bit faster. Planning Commission, through this process of updating the standards, still can ensure that the standards create orderly development. And then for subdivisions, the four lots or more, those would still come to Planning Commission, because those are bigger, likely larger impacts to the city, because it could be, you know, 20 homes or a larger development where there might be more impacts to neighbors. So that's in something that was suggested that we can discuss about where it's most appropriate for partition applications to land in the approval process. There'll be kind of updates for the language of definitions and through each section, but like how we kind of do the process is we'll create a Word document and then we'll show kind of suggested strike through or underlined changes, striking out some language or underlying new language. And then we'll kind of go through it together and ask planning commissioners, kind of, how do you feel about this change in the code? And then we can kind of tweak it as we kind of go through the process. The goal is that we're sometime in October, hopefully kind of finishing adoption. Some of it will depend on if we get a lot of other public hearings, it kind of get pushed into the priority over the long range planning. But that's generally the timeline, is to get it done around October. And at the same time, we'll update. So in Title 19, our procedures section, so that talks about what it means to be a Type 1, 2, 3, or 4 decision. So Type 1, that's the staff level approval. So those are like building permit sign-offs. The Type 2 are the notice to neighbors, but it's still staff level approval. Type 3, Planning Commission approval. So that's like your partitions right now, conditional use applications. And then Type 4, the legislative updates. So that would be kind of the process to update the partition standards is a legislative update. So ultimately, City Council makes the final decision, but Planning Commission recommends the changes. So I don't have, we did link the code. I doubt everyone had an opportunity to go through the full code yet, but kind of in the next month, that kind of is, might be good to look at the code language, and we'll come back and look at maybe the definitions and a few other sections. We won't go the full code at a time, but we'll look at sections of the code and proposed updates through the next meeting and kind of moving forward. Are there any questions on, yeah?
I'm hoping and kind of assuming that we're gonna get rid of kind of the extra language that, you know, the verbiage, you know, try to make it a little more concise. I had the time, so I went through and printed out some, and it looks like there's some duplications. We could just maybe make it a little easier to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree there.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
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 I think I can't remember how many pages it is. I think it was 30 something pages when you.
Yeah. Every little extra and or can make a difference.
Yeah. it only got longer because we did, since 2004, we did our transportation system plan. So those transportation standards were added in.
Yeah.
So it only made it longer. We didn't go shorter at that point. So.
Are you hoping to take like one section per month? Or?
We'll probably have to do a few more than one.
Yeah, some of them are a lot shorter than others.
Yeah.
Do a long one and a short one.
Yeah.
We're gonna, like, take them in sequence, aren't we?
What we did before,
yeah.
Right? Is
yeah.
We had a couple chapters.
Yeah.
A night,
yeah.
Or a meeting. And
yeah, and reviewed it, yeah.
Are these the code and plans you're talking about on this packet I got?
Yeah.
We don't have them.
We didn't
out. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't print it out, but hopefully the link, if you got online, there's a link in the memo that should link you to the code or online. The code's online as well.
Yeah.
Or if you have trouble finding it, you can email Arlene or I, and we can send you directly to the code as well.
Click on computer.
But and also we wanted to, since we weren't getting into the specifics yet, we didn't print it out yet, but if you want a printed copy of just the existing code, we can definitely print that for you.
I act like a madman.
And you might, is it in this?
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. In that packet. It's about midway through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my grandkids do all that stuff.
He had it hooked up and said, come here, Grandma, I'm going to show you how it works.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't find
it.
Yeah,
so it's just some
manager.
Like I said,
this one you want to change a little bit.
Yeah.
Parts I wanted, but it was going to be 2 pages and 3 pages.
That whole
and then
section.
Then they do this.
Well, I just going to say, yeah.
It does something else. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah,
it
sounds like if it's
perfect. Anything else, or
I wanted to start just with a high level kind of overview for this meeting,
okay.
But next meeting will come with some more details about timing and some initial suggested changes. And the other discussion item, if there's no other questions, we have the building permit log. So each, try to do it every 6 months, but there's just all the permits in the city for this last year. If there's any initial questions, feel free to ask those, or if later on something comes up, you can always stop by the office and we can answer the questions, but this is just a way to keep kind of planning commissioners up to date on what has been proposed throughout the city. So there's both the kind of the building permit activity, and then also the land use activity is in the packet as well. And so it's three pages, and it's that Excel kind of spreadsheet that's in the packet. So there's anything from new homes to the work in the right of way permits to water and sewer connections. So those are all included for kind of your information.
I've noticed the I talked with Arlene a little bit about this earlier today about the trailer that went in the double wide. I don't know what they even call them, but across from the road radio station, Business Loop 20. That lot had been for sale for quite some time. I'd looked at it several times, but it was always the understanding it was coming off, the access was coming off Radio Court. But now, you know, I talked to Arlene and she let me know that that was supposed to be a temporary driveway. And now I see it's for sale. And
we had a discussion about that at the end of last meeting.
I would like to see that not be there, because other than that, I would have bought it. I know a lot of other people would have bought it.
But the access.
But now
that subdivision goes way back, and then there was a east, and unfortunately you can look around town and see a lot of things that you would rather not be there.
If I knew that was a possibility, which it was, the information I received was
approved. Is that right? The final approval on that?
Yeah. So they have a,
because we've talked about
temporary access right now.
The temporary access is the one that goes by the gentleman's garage.
That's the one that's temporary, goes to Highway 20.
Yeah, the permanent access.
That's the permit, but the temporary, and I guess that's what I was trying to say, is that the permanent is going to become,
and so that's
the or was there another one that came from up above? There was a lot line problem.
I'll step back to go through each of the accesses. So there's kind of there's the easement.
He's going to explain to us where the access.
Yeah, so there's the easement access onto Radio Court. So they have an easement across the neighboring property there, and that goes in directly into the garage door as it's currently configured. That's a permanent access.
Right.
The access onto Business Highway 20 it got approval as a temporary access, but there's we're still kind of figuring all of that out right now. I think they want to have that as a permanent access, but they're working with the current Public Works to get that.
Current Toledo Public Works.
Yeah, the Toledo Public Works. So right now that. The city now has Business Highway 20.
Mm-hmm.
So the ODOT, it up near, I don't know exactly where the line where it switches, but up near Dairy Queen is where.
Wherever it says 35 miles per hour.
But it
has always been told no, that ain't gonna happen. And now it's available. So
it's gonna happen?
Well, that's what it's kind of sounding
like.
It's
gonna happen.
Most people should kind of consider that disregard what no means then is out. I'm just trying to figure it out here, because there's a lot of other things I'm looking at that are no. So that means option yet. No means optionable yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they can just go for the temporary thing, and then once that temporary, it's a pretty good chance of being yes.
Yeah, I don't know when you talked about buying that lot. Was it when it was still ODOT's jurisdiction, or was it the city's?
I don't know when it changed. It's always been no. This place has been for sale for quite some time. Back when the house that's sitting there with the easement's been, and when they first had to close it down from the mold, the house that sits there now. Well, the old house that sits next to it was all covered in black mold and stuff. They had to go through and completely redo the whole inside and get some air flowing through it and stuff, because they were both for sale. And then, but they were both only off that Radio Court road. And so that's because it was know was the answer from the access off of Business Leap 20.
And I do know there has been so public works is typically in charge of the access permits, new access permits, and there's been changes for our public works director over mm-hmm. time, so there might be changes in interpretation of the code or if jurisdiction changes. So before,
so that makes a big difference in real estate.
Yeah, and before, if it was ODOT, at the time it was ODOT, they typically have higher standards than
yes, they do,
what the city or county might have for mm-hmm. new access. And my understanding is the reason, so when that subdivision happened, it was ODOT jurisdiction, so that's why there was that easement onto Radio Court, because they didn't want a separate access. Right. But with the city's jurisdiction, it's kind of the city's determination of whether access could be onto Business Highway 20. Right now, it is approved as the temporary access, right. But I do know he wants the permanent, and I don't know if he said kind of...
No, I haven't. Don't have an application yet.
Okay, and ultimately kind of we'll have to work with the new public works director to make the determination of if that can be a permanent access.
Yeah, because I've seen the city out there putting in new manhole stuff out there where they were driving over it and stuff. I was wondering why they were filling that obligation.
Probably
not the homeowner. So
yes, from the minutes last time, it had been sort of left up in the air because talking about being updated to comply with city standards, if it's permanent, if it becomes permanent driveway, but I don't know if anything was being done about that or applications have been made at all to update that. Do you know? Do we know? Because it was last meeting.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we haven't had a meeting for a month or two.
Yeah.
He's for sale signs all over the place now.
Yeah, it is for sale. It's been for sale for a while now. But we don't have a new updated permit at this point. I just
checked. Can you sell it without that?
I mean, so there is, the city was working on some other items too with the property owner to finalize. So there's some things that still need to be finalized on the property. And I believe there's a lien.
Yeah, I think our attorney was working on an agreement or terms for a possible lien.
Yeah.
So that, we need to, considering we were talking about it before, do we need to discuss this more?
No.
Meeting?
He's good.
No, I'm good. I just wanted to kind of know which direction. Did no mean pretty good chance you can get it, or
okay.
No mean no? You know, I mean.
Well, sometimes no means no, and sometimes it doesn't.
No, right.
Yeah.
So it makes a big difference when you're buying real estate.
Yeah,
the explanation lies in the fact that you know when we decided to make all of highway in town, we had a speed limit of 25 miles per hour, and there was a lot of discussion regarding that. And that's why they decided to make it consistent 25 as opposed to, you know, 20 here or 15 there, hoping, you know, realistically that people are still going to go over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's that. And so when Radio Court first went in, that it was, As Justin said, it was under a different jurisdiction. Also, if a lot of these developments are planned on paper,
mm-hmm.
and when they actually get into starting to do it, at least 50% of them, if not more, do not come out as they did on paper.
Sure.
Yeah. That's true.
So, you know, it's a rock in a hard spot.
Yeah.
And I know I was concerned. Everyone here was concerned. I was pretty sure that they were under without the road, you know, because there's a distance between where a driveway can be next to where a road and how far apart they have to be. But they did fall within those parameters. So we'll Yeah, it's frustrating. Hopefully, we'll get it resolved. And it is a for real estate buyer beware. You know, hope whoever.
Well, you'd hope to get the right information from your city, county, whatever you ask.
Right, as best they can without changing stuff.
You know, because then you got other entities got to go.
Exactly.
Try to get the
lessons from. And if it's a county road that's in the city limits. It's fun.
Laws and regulations, and if you're not getting the right information, well, then it's really hard to
exactly
do what you need to do.
Information is key.
I mean, because it was real reasonable. And that's why, because there was no access off Business Loop. 20. But now there is going to be.
So where are we at on that, on the discussions on that?
Yeah, and I think so part of it is that it got above kind of me where Doug, the city manager and attorney, were working on it to move it forward. But we don't have a final permit or outcome for it yet. So it's something that I'll check in with the city manager on kind of where we're at with working with the property owner and the attorney to see kind of if there are updates.
So you could kind of request that you kind of amongst everything else, you put that and let us maybe know on a monthly, you know, something's happened, something hasn't happened regarding that, or should the person's interested just check with the city attorney directly?
Well, I can provide a report out at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Where we're at.
That'd be good.
Oh, and that's part of the goal of the.
I hope I'm in the right line of doing what I guess.
No, well, that's why this is why this needs to be doing the subdivision ordinance is so important.
It's funny that topic right there has had a lot of people talking about.
Well, there's a lot of other places that go on about, but I'm just trying to
know that one. I've heard lots of talk about it. Well, what are they doing with that access? Well, how are they getting that? How are they?
It's because it is scary. It is scary.
It is a bad place.
It's a bad place.
I mean,
I wouldn't want to live there. It's scary.
For everyone,
that'd be a awful place to live.
So, how far does City Business Loop run to the east end of Highway 20?
So the main loop is all city. I don't know the exact cutoff at Dairy Queen where it starts.
No, I was talking about the east end.
Isn't it just past where the pizza place is?
Before you get
to Sturgis.
So yeah, that's what I was wondering. We haven't had a meeting in a while because you know, we've got a fishing pond and everything else on the east end. And I noticed the state, they ground off a little piece, but 15 feet across two lanes is another piece. They didn't bother grinding that. And it's bigger drop yet than what was over on that northbound lane.
Oh, okay.
Well, it'd be the westbound lane, but it was north side.
Yeah, I don't go out that way that frequently.
Yeah.
There's quite a dip there.
Oh, yeah.
To the east junction.
Uh-huh.
And you're either going to go to Corvallis or turn it towards my place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dip. There's a huge dip there.
Trout pond.
Yeah,
I mean, that's then you got a little bit further and then concrete, the asphalt drop.
Or like while you're on business,
like 13 point, inches. I haven't actually out. Got out and measured. I put a level out and then measured out.
Okay, or you don't
drop,
take it straight.
I was going to do a little math on it and figure it out.
Oh, that's the one.
That's not.
I thought that was counted because the state.
You know where the east region.
Ground their little spot, 15 feet away, and then pull around that spot.
Because I go out that way.
The east jump.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that?
No, I'd have to.
Yeah, that's a that's one of the challenges is sometimes that you'll have county roads inside city limits sometimes.
Yeah.
And then kind of where that jurisdiction line changes.
I didn't know where fighting is.
Under the assumption that the triangle piece was still ODOT.
Okay, that was that was my assumption.
I should know. I just come to my mind.
Yeah.
I every time I drive by it, I kind of whisper words, but I drive it every day, 3 or 4 times. So I just I'm old.
It's quite the dip. That's
it is. Yeah, yeah. I've seen lots of spin outs and stuff. Yeah.
The first, if you don't know, you're gonna hit it fast.
I thought about laying some dead salmon out there or something.
That's kind of like the one in front of Alala Road.
Yeah.
On Highway 20. Yeah. After that last big rain, it's dropped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's, you hit that sometimes and you think, oh boy.
If it was 101, they'd be right on it.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to drop quite a bit before they're on that.
Not too many dignitaries drive that side.
No.
That's what I see. Yes. I see things in black and white.
Yeah.
You find that
sounds like a little bit of but then,
I see a black and white.
No break.
You'll find that. So.
No break.
Well, yeah, the goal of the kind of this spreadsheet is kind of give updates of projects. I mean, you might. Some projects that are on highly trafficked roads, you might already see that are ongoing, but some that are on kind of side roads, you might not know about. So the hope is to kind of keep planning commission members updated on all the development that is happening in the city. I mean, we only get so many homes a year in Toledo, but there are a few. And I think over the last, I mentioned it before, over the last 4 to 5 years, we've had more units than previous years. So there has been a slight uptick. So hopefully we can keep that trend going. And that was part of the reason why we did our previous housing code updates, was to make it easier for development to happen.
Have they ever thought about lowering the cost a little bit for that?
Of STCs?
Oh boy.
Yeah. No, yeah. So
you ever thought about building a house in Toledo?
Yeah. So our they are expensive.
It's a third of the cost.
I will say they are in line with a lot of other cities. In the STCs, kind of in order to update your STCs, you have to go through kind of a public process to identify which ones need to be updated and how. So they're
in line with what other cities of
a lot of the analysis. I'm not the one who does that. There's firms that specialize in that, but part of it is comparing to like cities and doing analysis on kind of what upgrades need to be done in the future to right size what those SDCs are.
I know lots of people love to live here, but they can't afford it.
Yeah,
you cannot afford it.
Yeah.
It's unaffordable.
Yeah. And that's,
I know I'd build a lot more, but you can't afford it in there. That's just flat out. I mean, really, you can't afford it.
And I can't remember the date of when those STCs were updated, but one thing that we did talk about through our housing code update was to something that Newport actually does, is their SDCs are tiered based on the size of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So a smaller home, if you're coming in and building an 800 square foot home, your SDCs would be less than building a 3000 square foot home. So there's different ways that you can tier SDCs based on the size of the development, or even for duplexes right now, as an example, our current code, it's, I think, 75% for the second unit. So you get a slight discount on the SDCs. So there's some existing, not waivers, but discounts for the second unit in our code in other cities, but they've actually gone through that analysis. Newport, I think, did theirs a few years ago, and that's where they ended up tiering theirs as a way to try and make it more fair for developments.
Maybe they could take it a little bit at a time, a monthly payment system or something. I mean, there's nothing to hook it up. I mean, there ain't nobody gonna break a sweat hooking up utilities.
Yeah, and there's
not allowed, handful of juniors and seniors can do it. So, but you know, 10-year plan or something. Something, you know, and if they don't, you always put a lien on them.
Yeah, I mean,
just make it more affordable for somebody to build up. There's still a lot of lots that are sitting here. You can't really open up the urban growth boundary if you still got open places right here in town.
And yeah, I definitely think that's, I mean, we can actually, maybe we put that as a goal. Mm-hmm. We can add that to, so at the start of the year, council has goals for the year. Not, it doesn't mean that all of everything that gets listed is going to be completed.
Right, yeah.
But that's something that we can add to the list, is thinking about looking at those SDCs and updating them. We do, under the current system, we try to be flexible on kind of when we receive payment. So a lot of cities won't even issue a permit until the SDCs are paid for. We try to provide a little bit of flexibility that will still sign the permit and get it to the county.
Yeah.
So that, you know, if you are building to sell or even building to live in, that you have a little bit more time. So we do our best under our current system, but really the only way to update those SDC fees and tier them differently is to go through I think they're engineering firms typically, or firms that specialize in kind of the language and the law of SDCs to update that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's, I'm not an expert, so I'm sure there's other ways besides square footage, but.
Yeah, there's nothing to hook up utilities. I mean, nothing at all to hook up utilities. So.
I had a change of subject question, just curiosity. Cut water line, cut service line. Does that mean that they got the permit to cut it, or they got the permit to repair of a service line? It's the last page. Northwest Natural Right of Way 1026.
Oh, Northwest Natural would have cut. Yeah, maybe they canceled, or the house did not.
Oh, have. Okay. So it wasn't a repair. It was they were actually cutting
in a line.
Okay. I was just curious. Okay, thanks. All the little things.
Mm-hmm. So usually you have to open up the street to do those lines.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed the thing on A Street is that's completed. So it'll be interesting when that, the triplex, that'll be interesting to see how that comes along.
Bank owned?
No, this is across from the kind of catty corner to the cop station.
Oh yeah, what are they building there?
That's a triplex. I think each unit is what, 680 square feet. And they have 150. It's compact.
I mean, man, that thing is earthquake proof, fire proof.
Yeah, it's a foundation. It's a foundation.
You got $300,000 just in concrete.
Yeah,
I talked to a guy, back some time ago, and because I was concerned that it had been sitting there a long time.
Yeah,
and. He said he was waiting for parts or whatever, but that's what everybody says.
I think he ran out of money.
And I haven't seen anything happening there for months.
Yeah. Ran out of money. No, they were there a few weeks ago around the holidays. Yeah. But I know it is true. I mean, talking to people, their supplies are there. It's better, but some people just get hung up trying to get what they need.
They got a lot of money in it. I mean, it's going to be really stout.
It'll be interesting. I'm curious to see it.
That thing ain't going to go anywhere.
So it is the same builder that built the quadplex on Beach.
Yeah.
The same builder. Mm-hmm. And that is an application that actually did come to the planning commission first for the conditional use for the triplex there.
Yeah, and they had beautiful blueprints, and I mean they had it all.
Man,
all figured it's out. Nice.
It's only 680 square feet a unit.
If I remember correctly, that
and the city is giving them permission on
one bedroom units.
You know, parking, because they won't have.
You're right. Yeah.
But they gave them special.
So yeah, our code as it's currently structured, we allow for if there's on-street parking, you can use those as a credit. Yeah. So there are two spots, driveway, I think it's two driveway spots, and then there's three on-street spots that are directly fronting that lot that can be used by that lot that often, I mean, you don't really see people park there very often. There's really the five spots, but I think his goal with those were smaller units for mill workers that might be in town that only are in town for maybe 6 months, or also someone that's single that only needs 600 square feet.
Yeah.
So he was targeting the smaller units that we don't necessarily have a lot of currently in Toledo. So I think that was the idea with the three smaller units, whereas his quadplex is actually all of those are, they have large, they're almost like two masters is kind of how it's set up. So it could be kind of two single people or two even.
Well, you know where to run to if you need to, because it's going to be squeezed out.
Yeah, I haven't had a lot of concrete. That's
I hope the rest was built like that because it's going to be a dandy.
Are we done yet?
I was just going to see if there are any other staff comments or commissioner comments.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Please. How far does the city lot go out over the river? Just GP's going to be building, you know, they got that land across the river there.
Yeah, so the city limit line?
Yeah.
So
are we responsible for that? They're going to have a big subdivision.
Delton Road you're talking about, probably?
Yeah.
That would be, okay, it's Butler Bridge, it'd be Skelton Road would be, I don't bring it in, bring my glasses.
So all, the only part that's on the other side of the river that's in the city is here, this.
Butler Bridge.
This, actually.
The dark brown?
This is in the urban growth boundary, but not in the city yet. And this here, with this red line, that's inside the city limits right now.
Where's the dump where they're putting their waste on land over the river?
Down below.
Is that out of city?
You mean across from the old barn?
Is that in the city?
Not across from the city,
No, I'm just wondering, they're going to be building a lot more buildings over there because they're doubling in size.
Oh, the sludge bombs?
No, the mill itself.
Yeah, we don't, on this,
we have no control.
On the south side of the river, we don't have a lot. It's just this area that's in the city right now. If we brought up, it might be easier if you stop by and we bring up an aerial photograph and look at it on the map.
And it's zoned industrial.
Because these are where the ponds are, where the effluent goes there. And this is where they used to dump all the stuff. Now, you know, they used to dump all the extra
sludge.
The dried
sludge.
They buried a bunch of wire and crap there. I know I worked there for 27 years, you're right.
I'm just wondering.
But now it's, I think this is log yard stuff here.
So urban growth boundary, we haven't actually changed that in a very long time. Yeah. So there's some areas that are
like from muskrat one,
probably wrong.
I just wonder if we're going to get involved in that. As far as that's concerned, because they're putting in a 15 acres of houses.
We haven't, probably in the county, so I haven't heard anything about it, if they're putting housing on that side. Because we don't, all of our land really here is not going to be housing because it's industrial.
Yeah, it's a log yard.
And that's the zoning there. I mean, this area here, it's in the UGB and zoned residential, and then I haven't heard about those. That
anyway, that's their plan, and they're gonna, you know, they'll use the land they've already got to do the extension. So,
you know,
But they're planning on building housing because they just don't have enough housing in Toledo.
Right.
Well, there is, but they just.
Where are they planning on building the housing?
Yeah, well, that's another issue.
Well,
300-400 empty lots around here.
Yeah.
Just got, and they've got to punch some roads in there between East Slope Road and up by the water tower there. That's all.
Yeah,
that's all.
Sometimes they have
big lots, but there's no road through there. City stops. It all stops all this up in here and stuff.
Residential?
Yeah, that's
right.
All,
and I know
light brown.
Like all that, that's just empty.
That's light.
There's no, yeah, a lot of these lots in here that just empty.
Empty space, huh?
There's no house in there. Ain't no roads in there. It shows there's roads,
oh,
but
well,
they've never been.
They've never been ever. Well, some of them have been vacated.
Yeah, well,
because they're going through somebody's house. There was 9th Street. Were you on when we did that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They've never been punched through. You can buy several lots. You can go to the county and buy it for the foreclosure list and stuff. You can buy a lot of lots for $3,000-$5,000.
Mm.
But you can hike into them.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Okay, well, it's 7 o'clock and some people have a long way to drive, so
yeah, if tell me,
so, unless there's anything else, I'm gonna adjourn the meeting.
A super super quick update, the comp plan was adopted by city council, so we'll have it posted on the website for everyone to view the final copy anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a printed copy, we could. It's not by the office. We
yeah, this is just the finished copy. Nothing needs to be done to it.
Yeah, the finished copy.
It'll. I'm not carrying it.
It's actually only 100 pages.
Oh, really?
Right.
It's not too bad.
Oh, I'm the one with all of. Okay. So,
yeah. All the attachments.
Yeah.
It doesn't have all the attachments.
You need that.
Yeah.
Oh, I get that. You know what?
Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Okay, I'm out of here. Recording has stopped.